shit. That's not good.
Happy Monday morning, sports fans. It is another edition of the Between the Tackles podcast. We actually have a special edition recording Sunday night. We have Joe and Burrs. Burrs, what's going on, man?
What is happening? Not too thrilled about how these games played out today, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll figure that out in a second.
We have a
very, very special guest, a momentous occasion here on the Between the Tackles podcast. Ben Hammer, how we doing, man?
I think Pats are winning the Super Bowl. Cue the duck boats. Boys are fucking rolling. Drake May, MVP of the league. I mean, they don't want, I'm telling you, we had a long 5 years. I know for a lot of people it doesn't seem like much, but for us it's a lot. And boys, we are so fucking back. It's not funny.
The only thing I told Hammer is this is not a Pat-centric podcast. I throw it to Hammer. The first thing he does is go off about the Pats. I fucking love it, dude. I love it. I could not love it anymore. We'll recap the quick Thursday night game real quick. Lions throttled the Cowboys. Cowboys playoff hopes are pretty much over. Lions put themselves squarely back in it. I thought the Lions finally clicked on offense. They finally got it going. Jameson Williams. Jameer Gibbs. Sorry, I always get it mixed up with Javonte Williams. But everybody was cooking on the Lions offense. I really don't have much to say about this game. Kind of puts the Cowboys kind of out of the playoff race and puts the Lions right back in it.
I mean, we just got done talking about them in the last episode about how, you know, Dak was in the MVP conversation and how they were a very dangerous team. And the Detroit Lions put our foots in our own mouths after that game.
Yeah. Dude, I thought that it was going to be a factor not having Amon-Ra St. Brown in, but the dude looked like he had three ankles, let alone one injured one. I don't know. Hammer, do you have a thought on that game?
Yeah. I mean, the Pickens being Pickens, what else do you expect? The guy just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe he was just too high the night before. Who the fuck knows, dude? The guy is just like, I don't get him, man. He's playing at like a caliber like that no one could think of, and then the guy's just like, whatever, I don't feel like playing. Stevie's out, let's just go home, let's hit the casino. Like, you got to sit the freaking game versus Vegas is out there, didn't play freaking couple of his first snaps, just gets sits. I don't know, the guy's not me. That's my big takeaway from the game. If he plays well, they win that game, I think, easily, to be honest. But yeah, it was just a disgusting showing for typical Jerry Jones's world, aka Cowboy football.
Well, it just shows that defense, just the thrown together defense that they put together at the trade deadline, just isn't ready to travel yet. Like, they can play defense decent at home, but I think when you're traveling, I think playing defense on the road is a lot different. It does travel a lot better than offense, but still, when you're relying on your defense, when you don't have the crowd noise and you don't have all the factors and the home field advantage going for you, I think it's a little tougher. But let's get into today's games. Let's get into Sunday's games. Burrs, let's go winners and losers. Who's your loser off the top here?
Well, the Bills hater in me and the Bengals, like, hopeful kind of guy that I was going into this week, took a massive hit this week. The Bengals are my major league loser tonight, basically ending their playoff hopes. I'm trying to control myself here because I was watching this game with an absolute, like, tunnel vision. I had my kids climbing all over me, and this was my priority in this one. And for three quarters, if not three and a half quarters of this game, the Bengals, I felt, were in control. Burrow looked like he did a few years ago. He didn't look hurt. He looked like he was healthy, and the offense was clicking. And, you know, I talked a little bit on the last episode that the Bengals defense had stepped up quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and that completely went away in this game. Obviously, we know what Josh Allen is. He's an elite quarterback, as much as it kills me to say that. But the way that this game had gone up until Joe Burrow decided to look like my fat ass out there throwing a screen pass, this game, I felt like the Bengals had a two-score lead at this point, and they just kind of wet themselves. And at the end of the day, they end up losing their playoff hopes. Now for Buffalo, on the other side of that, they're rolling with momentum into probably their biggest game to date, playing the New England Patriots in Foxborough. The Patriots have a chance to clinch the division in that game, and the Bills just have a ton of momentum going into that. As a Patriots fan, I'm a little bit nervous going into that one. But for the Bengals, you know, given how the rest of the AFC North played out today, are the absolute big loser.
Yeah, and I also, dude, the Bengals, they look like Didn't that look like a preseason or an early season game for the Bengals on offense at the end there? Like, as soon as it got tight, as soon as you had to execute, it kind of went sideways. And that just shows, like, all that time that Joe Burrow missed is important. And those stretch games, those in the middle games are important. And you just can't airlift a quarterback into an offense and just expect everything to be perfect. Even though he did play great last week, he played great for 57 and a half minutes of this game. But, like, that's not enough to win a game in the NFL. And, unfortunately, I don't think the Bengals are going to do enough to win in the grand scheme of things with Joe Burrow.
And just real quick before we get to Hammer, this game and the final score of this game epitomizes the entire Cincinnati Bengals season to date. Even without Joe Burrow, they were scoring points. They were losing these shootouts, and they could never get that last stop or that last offensive score to win it. It epitomizes it. And, you know, going forward, if I was a Bengals fan, I'd be like beating the door down to get some help on defense, because that's really where they need to go.
Yeah. I mean, just to touch on that quickly too, you guys kind of nailed everything on the head, but I just think too, like, it's just their defense, man. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I know there's some elite quarterbacks in this league, but when your defense is that freaking bad, like, I don't care if you're Tom Brady compared to, I mean, dude, you're asking to go in the NFL and your defense giving up 30 plus points a game. I don't care how good you are. Like, I would like to see Burrow just, like, literally eating those guys alive. I know he's a quiet guy. Everything's humble, but get in the freaking face of them and, like, wake them up, because, like, he just came back from that little turf toe injury, whatever, fucking loser. But it's just like, at the end of the day, it's just like, come on, man, you need to show some more emotion on the sideline, get them going. Like, there's only so much these coaches can do. Granted, I'm not putting it all on Burrow, but, like, that defense, like, I think the only quarterback that can do it, you can kind of prove it, I know you don't like this, Burrow, but it's Allen. I mean, dude, their defense is terrible too. And he just does things that are just inhumane, dude. The guy is
fourth and goal at the end of that game. Defense needs to stop. What do they do? They send three guys to cover one player, leaving a tight end wide open. You watch that play. Three defenders went, well, I think it was Dawson Knox or Dalton Kincaid, and the other tight end wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, like, some nobody.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, some nobody from fucking Buffalo High just flew up for the freaking game, dude, to catch the touchdown. Never heard of that guy in my life, dude. What is that? It's crazy. I just.
Yeah, but the one big difference between Allen and Burrow is Burrow went into Mile High and beat Mahomes and went to the Super Bowl. You cannot say the same thing about Josh Allen. Burrs, you want to get to your winner, bud?
Staying in the AFC North, I'm sticking with that matchup. There was a big AFC North matchup between the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Baltimore, and we were crap dumping all over the Steelers last week and after their performance against Buffalo, and what do? They come out and they look competent. They look competent, and they shut down the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry in this game, and they win, and they firmly, given, you know, the fact that they played the Ravens and the Bengals losing, firmly in control of the AFC North, and they're basically controlling their own destiny to get to the playoffs. Now, the Pittsburgh, they're a winner for that. I still don't think they're a team that is going to make any kind of noise. I think they're one and done in the playoffs, no matter where they go in there. You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't the same player. The other side of this, Baltimore very easily could have been my loser this week too. I took the Bengals because of my hatred of Buffalo, but the Ravens, Lamar Jackson doesn't look right. No, he does not look like the same player right now. Definitely fighting some sort of injury. I mean, they just gave a nice extension to Mark Andrews. The guy, no show. I mean, one reception for 9 yards in this game. And I think we can all agree that the Steelers defense is not anything special by any means. And yeah, the Ravens.
When you're running the ball 25 times with Derrick Henry and averaging under 4 yards a carry, yeah, like, that's just not, like, gonna get it done. Like, I don't know. There's Ravens that, you're right, it doesn't look right. I mean, Lamar Jackson's 19 of 35, one touchdown, one pick, like, two sacks and the sack to end the game. You can't get rid of the ball. It doesn't look. I think the best part about Lamar Jackson was his creating ability, right? He gets out of the pocket and he could either he was unbelievable throwing the ball downfield outside the pocket, and he's a dynamic runner. And just a good microcosm of what's going on is he breaks the pocket at the end of the game and he can't get away from whatever defensive lineman is chasing him to get the ball out. So I don't know. Yeah, Barrett, you hit the nail on the head there. We say that too much on this podcast, but you really did. I know. I think that if you can't run the ball and Lamar Jackson isn't right, this Bengals team, I mean, this Ravens team has no shot.
The Steelers ran the ball for 34 yards in this game. Like, if you hold any team running the ball to that much, that's a recipe for success if you're forcing them to throw the whole time, especially if you're playing with a lead. Like, that Baltimore is not right. They haven't looked right all season, and I think that the swan song might be coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, just to touch on that real quick, and I'll get into my winners and losers of the week. I mean, I think, too, with the Ravens, it doesn't make sense. Like, you would think, and the fact that, too, like, I'm sorry, this year in particular, like, these running backs need breaks, and you're complaining about getting all this money. Like, Derrick Henry, like, I'm sorry, man, but, like, run him more. If Lamar's clearly hurt, what are you doing? It's just like, yeah, maybe a couple run plays in a row, like, won't work out, or just try to throw a short slant, but keep pounding the rock with them. The defense is going to get tired. Derrick Henry's like a human fridge. So, like, that whole team makes no sense to me. I feel like this is the first time I feel seeing from like a Ravens team that just like, I know they lost like control or like faith in like Harbaugh, but like everything is just all out of sort, which makes no sense because on paper with like a decently healthy Lamar, and obviously you have Henry that's at full strength, Zay Flowers still a pretty good receiver. I'd say Mark Andrews probably top 10, top 15 tight end in the league. Like the fact that they're doing this just doesn't make sense. And I couldn't believe it. What happened today, especially how the Steelers, those defense has been absolutely awful, probably just as bad, if not worse than the Bengals. So it just makes no sense to me at all, to be honest, that team.
Dude, it's pretty crazy too. Cause the NFC, the AFC North, no matter what happens, there could be there's a possibility whoever wins the AFC North, that there's four new head coaches in the AFC North come next year. Tomlin's seat's never been hotter. Harbaugh's seat's never been hotter. Like, Taylor. Zach Taylor. I think they should can his ass before the season's even over. And Stefanski, even though he's won Coach of the Year twice, I mean, does that team suck eggs more than it? Like, they lost to the Titans today. Like, did you see the execution on their 2-point conversion to try to win that game? Like, is there more of a microcosm to coaching than execution in the clutch? I don't know. The AFC North is an absolute dumpster fire, dude. The leader of the AFC North right now is the Steelers with a 7-6 record, and the Ravens are second in that division, 10th in the conference at 6-7. They dropped 6 spots today from the division lead in 4th place all the way to 10th place, 3 spots out of a playoff spot right now.
I haven't looked at the schedules, but I think there's a chance we could see a team under 500 get into the
Ravens division. I think the Ravens have it pretty easy, though, if they can somewhat figure it out. Like, the Steelers schedule is hard because out of nowhere, which I'm going to talk about in a second, my winner Dolphins. Like, Dolphins come there next week, and I can easily see the Dolphins, like, winning that game because, like, the way they're playing right now. We'll get into that. But
well, the Bengals still have a 1% chance to make the playoffs, and the only way they do that is winning the division at 8-9. So, like, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers could all win the division at 8-9. I don't know who would win in a 3-way playoff, but there's it's out there. It's out there. There's only 4 teams eliminated from the AFC side of things. But Hammer, who do you have as your loser today?
Yeah, I got the Bucs, man. I mean, they're lost 4 or 5. I mean, it is so unacceptable to lose to that Saints team. I mean, dude, I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, I know that Baker had an injury, I think it was 2 weeks ago, it was on his non-throwing shoulder. And it's just they look all out of sorts. I mean, they have Bucky Irving back. I know they're missing Evans. I'm going to get into talking about in a second. But, I mean, now they're in trouble with the freaking Carolina Panthers, my new hometown, of taking that division. And no one in their right mind would have ever said to start the year with Bryce Young as their damn quarterback. It was like a toddler out there with his backpack and ready to go to 6th grade that could be literally leading that division in the NFC South. It is absolutely, like, mind-boggling to me. I don't know what's going on with that team. That team is collapsing before our eyes. But I will say this. It just goes to show, I don't know if you guys saw, we're watching in that game, I have a Ibuka in fantasy. Dude, he dropped a wide open touchdown that Baker threw an absolute dot to tie that game. I mean, dude, what? I mean, come on. And just going off that, it goes to show how much they miss Mike Evans. That guy is one of the most underrated, not, I wouldn't say underrated, but like least talk about guy. The guy's had like 11 or 12, like 1,000 yard seasons. The guy is an animal. So they can't wait enough, like, sooner for him to come back. Like, that team, I think that team really needs him back because Baker needs a guy he can rely on. I mean, Godwin's good with the slants, but I mean, he's just not what, like, he was, I think, a couple years ago when he was just absolutely going off. So that team is an absolute dumpster fire, and don't be surprised, you heard it here first on Tackles Pod, Carolina wins that division.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot about Carolina last week, and they have another matchup with the Buccaneers coming up. And I think it's not next week. I think it's the week after where that's going to be the game for the division right there, I think. And Carolina's sitting at home on their bye week. They're very happy with how that result went down today. And the injuries have all already obviously kind of piled up for the Buccaneers throughout the season. But yeah, they're falling right off the cliff there.
Yeah, and this is classic, like, player playing in an MVP level. As soon as he's not playing at an MVP level, it kind of all falls apart. Like, Baker was playing in an MVP level for the first, what, 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, and he was in the MVP category. The Bucs were the talk of the town. They were in our top five, in our top three. Everybody was talking about Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield and overcoming losing their offensive coordinator and overcoming everything, whatever the hell that they overcame, all their injury, the Chris Godwin and all the injuries and all that stuff. And they all came crashing down when Baker Mayfield isn't playing at an MVP level. So, yeah, I'll just jump into – I'm just going to stay in the South Division, but I'm going to jump over to the AFC. I have the Colts as my loser today. I don't know if you guys saw it before we started recording, but it has been confirmed that Daniel Jones has torn his Achilles and he is out for this season and possibly next. And it's funny – well, it's not funny. Nothing funny about that. Sorry, Daniel Jones. But it's interesting that he – his left – fibia or tibia is broken and he tore his right Achilles. So I don't know if he's like compensating for like being hurt on his left leg and he's overcompensating with his right, overstressed it or whatnot. But yeah, I got the Colts as my loser. Not only did they lose their diamond in the rough quarterback, they're now two games out of their they're now a full game out of the division without a tiebreaker. So technically two games out because they have to win by they'd have to win the division by one game. So two games out of the division. They drop to the last wild card spot. If the Texans win, I'm pretty sure the Texans take the last wild card spot because the Texans beat the Colts last week. Am I right? So yes, I think the Texans, if they somehow beat the Chiefs, will jump into that last playoff spot. So I think I have the Colts as my loser, and it could get even worse. And we didn't want to talk about this game too much, but I almost had the Jags as my winner, dude. Hotter than a pistol. Hotter than a gosh darn pistol are the Jacksonville Jaguars, dude. They got Trevor Lawrence is being smart with the ball. They're running the ball. They're playing good defense. They're turning the ball over. I don't know. I got the Colts as a huge loser, but I think that's the Jags division to lose now.
I would agree with that unless they obviously hit a hiccup, because I think the Houston Texans are one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL right now because of that defense. We talked about that last week. The Jaguars were my lock, so I guess I could say I saw this coming. I saw the Jaguars winning this game. I did not see Daniel Jones suffering kind of a real terrible injury there. And that, can we just talk about, like, for a second, what a bad break that is for him? You know, he's playing off this kind of this prove it contract, playing at a elite level, and he suffers two pretty tough injuries to his legs, with the last one today possibly keeping him out upwards to the beginning of next season. Like,
dude, that,
I feel terrible for him.
Dude, I don't want to be dramatic, but this could literally like end his career. Dude, he's a free agent. And he's going to have to take the rest of this year off and possibly most of next year. Maybe he gets signed to a practice squad as like an emergency third guy, like halfway through or like three quarters of the way through next season. But this could, for all intents and purposes, like really like be detrimental for his, like the rest of his career.
He's going back to New York. Do it right. He's I hope the Colts do him right. Jets. I think he's going to go back to the Colts, man. He's going to the Jets.
They take everyone and their mother. He's going back there. Sign him. Get him. Let's get this stuff.
He already has a locker, dude. You don't even have to fucking clean it out, dude. Just like move it over to the other side of the.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Where he's going. They're going to pay him. Woody Johnson, whatever. You guys are morons. So yeah, they'll take him over in a second. I'm going to touch on my winner real quick, though, too, because I think we missed that real quick. I had the Dolphins in that. I'll make this brief. Won four in a row. Had a pretty dominant win over Buffalo. I know Berg's favorite team over there. I think just going off that too, I see some of the highlights. Obviously can't stand to like watch that games. I don't think McDaniels is that great of a coach. We got to give him hats off. I think Tua is finally realizing he doesn't have to try to do it all. The guy's a walking concussion as it is. So one more big hit, the guy's donezo. And I think based off that too, I think Achane's been their saving grace, right? I mean, the guy is unstoppable. The guy's running through everything. Their defense is kind of playing up to what I think some people thought it could have been at the beginning of the year. So you got to give them credit, man. Their schedule they have left, they got Steelers, Bengals, Bucks, and Pats. I mean, Bucks are reeling. I don't think Steelers are anything. I still think the Ravens win that division. The Bengals, I don't know what to expect of them, to be honest. And then Pats, I mean, I think that game's Miami too, and we know how we play in Miami. So that's going to, if I have that right, Is that right?
I think they're at home this time.
Oh, they're at home. Okay, so I feel more comfortable with that. Yeah. Because McDaniel doesn't have those boys ready to play below freaking 50 degree weather, so we should freaking absolutely demolish those clowns. So I take that back. But yeah, I think just going off that too. I mean, the Dolphins, you got to give them the credit. You get the credits due where credits given. You know what I mean? So it's they've definitely been looking pretty good on that end. So
yeah, and dude, to dovetail off your rushing point, I mean, Jalen Wright and Devin Achane. Devin Achane averaged 13 yards a rush, 7 for 92 and a touchdown today. And then Jalen Wright had 24 for 107, 4.5 yards a carry for a touchdown. And then 4 targets coming out of the backfield. I don't know. I just think you hit the nail on the head with the rushing attack. I mean, those two players are 200 yards of rushing. Tua was 13 of 21 for 127 yards, and they win this game and score 34 points. So I think nail on the head there. I think a lot can be said about these kind of middling teams with a quarterback who might not be elite, but like decent. You get the running game going, everything gets a lot easier. You make Trevor Lawrence, you make all these guys look like unbelievable passers or at least competent quarterbacks by just being able to run the ball.
I mean, look at Lions, dude, right? I mean, that's a Lions recipe, dude. One that with the Cowboys. I mean, Woody Gibbs had 2 or 3 touchdowns. Montgomery had one. And I think Goff still threw for one, too. Like, dude, when that running back tandem's on, good luck. Because that team is, I think, so hard to beat. And Goff can play, like, 50 to 75% of his caliber. And that team is, like, watch out, dude. So
You really got to give Mike McDaniel credit for having these guys still playing for him. With the injuries they've had, they lost their GM. Everybody was saying, like, let's fire McDaniel early on. I know I was. And, like, he's probably auditioning for another job at this point. Is he playing himself into staying in Miami? I don't know. But my gut tells me he's auditioning for another job. And he has that team ready to play spoiler for the playoffs in the month of December. I mean, they can basically contribute to the dictating of how that AFC North plays out with the Steelers and the Bengals. The Bucs, they could knock them out of the playoffs altogether. And obviously with the Patriots, I mean, thank goodness that's the last game of the season. And hopefully there's really nothing to play for in that game. So, like, you know, it doesn't have to matter, but they are positioned to play spoiler down the stretch.
Yeah. And I think McDaniels is such a sicko. He had that like 10 steps ahead. He's like, dude, we just get us to like almost like 500 with like 4 or 5 games left. And let's just start knocking clowns out left and right. See ya, see us. Yeah, I save my job when we're back. I'm telling you, dude, the guy's a absolute sicko.
I also think the Dolphins are like, yeah, great. Like, go Dolphins, Hammers winner. Like, they beat the Jets. Like, really tough game they had this week. Really ground out, like a really tough opponent. Really, really big winner this week, Dolphins. They're in the best position in sports. They have a lame duck head coach, they have a shitty quarterback and a middling pick, dude. That's exactly where you want to be, dude. You don't want to commit in either direction. Don't commit to the quarterback, don't commit to the tank. No, you want to middle it and you want to be fucking shitty forever, dude. I totally agree. Great pick, Hammer. All right, my winner this week
You say you're fucking what, your losers the Colts because they lost their fucking quarterback to a torn Achilles? You're a moron, dude.
Dude, they were the number one seed for the first 8 weeks of the season. They just lost their starting quarterback. He was gonna win. He was gonna win comeback player of the year. Are you out of your mind?
I can't wait. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fucking Dolphins. 11th place. 11th place in the AFC. 11th.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Not even 10th. Not even a top 10 team in the conference.
What are we talking about?
Huge winners, dude. Huge winners. I hope he buys another fucking watch, Mike McDaniel's idiot. All right, I got my winners as the Packers this week. They took down the Bears. The Bears were the number one seed in the conference. They were riding high as the number one seed in the NFC North. They went into Lambeau, and even though they had a chance to like tie this game up at the end, I really think the Packers kind of controlled most of this game. They got out to an early lead. Jordan Love looked excellent. The plethora of young receivers they have is impossible to cover. It's like if you shadow one guy, they got another guy that can beat man coverage. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. Wicks kid number 16. I don't even know what the hell this kid's name is. Reed. They've got like 8 effing guys, dude. I swear that they're just finding fucking guys that can play. I don't know. I just love this. I say that this Packers team, I make the analogy every week. It's a sports car. It's a nasty, nasty sports car that your uncle is just tinkering with and he just can't get it right. This week it's the starter. This week it's the fucking rotor. This week it's the friggin' tire iron. This week it's the valve. But this week, everything was purring. He got it on the track. He did 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. He did the quarter mile in under 10. Yeah, the Packers, when they have it all going right, they're a scary team to watch, man.
I totally agree with you. And that division, again, is the division that we said early in the season was going to be a grinded out type fight down the stretch. And Packers are, with this win, really kind of asserted themselves as the favorite to win that NFC North. The Lions obviously are still hanging around. They're still there. Although I don't think that they have enough to kind of push that. I mean, the Bears are the surprise for me in the NFL this year with the way that Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson have clicked and the way that Ben Johnson has the rest of that team playing. It's unfortunate that they were not able to win this game. I know Joe is was the benefactor of losing this one. The way the picks went down.
What we'll an oxymoron! The benefactor.
You know what? I misspoke.
I got the fucking tailpipe, dude. I got
calm down.
Fisted, dude.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well deserved too.
Pause.
Yeah, absolutely well deserved. After that stupid fucking analogy about a sports car, I thought I was gonna start rolling over my grave over here, dude.
That's a great analogy.
That's a
great analogy.
Be the dead horse, buddy. Keep going, Berg. Be the dead
Shakespeare
horse
over here. Yeah, go Dolphins. Dude.
My
yeah,
ass.
My name's Hammer. Go Dolphins. Fins up, dude. Fins up, dude.
Great Jordan game. Love had it today. Jordan Love had it today. Joe's pick did not have it today. That's where I'm gonna leave it.
Yeah, I mean, going off that too, I mean, yeah, I guess you got to give, I mean, Love credit. I feel like he gets a lot of kind of hate in the media. He's not really kind of that type of quarterback. I've always been a big Jordan Love guy. I also love my buddy from college, the big Vikings fan. So they are abysmal. I love seeing that. That's fantastic. But no, I think too, the way, I mean, Josh Jacobs finally getting, I mean, not finally getting in the end zone, getting in the end zone again too is nice for him to see. I just, that team is, if Micah can keep playing up to that caliber and Love keeps just throwing to, you got to realize too, they don't really have any like big wideouts. He gives the ball around. They're missing Kraft. That's another thing too. Imagine this team at a healthy Kraft. That team is like on offense is insane. So I don't know, man, they're scary. I still think it's going to be interesting too. I think it's either going to be them or the Seahawks or Rams coming out of the NFC. I just, all those teams, if they're on, they're going to be some great playoff games, say the least.
I mean, the Packers are just such a complete team, dude. When Jordan Love is playing how he did today with all those wide receivers, they can throw the heck out of the damn pigskin. They can run it too. They got Josh Jacobs, dude. They have an excellent defense. They got a great front seven. I don't know. This is just a complete team. And like I said, with my stupid sports car analogy, dude, when they put it together, they're scary. They're fast. They're good. They're dangerous, man. But I don't know. I've been on the Bears for a while. This was a tough one to watch today.
Are you a Caleb guy, Joe?
How would you say? I'm a Caleb guy, as in the fact, I don't think he's a bust. I think there's a little bit more to be shown to put him on like franchise quarterback level, but I definitely think like getting the same play caller 2 years in a row is probably going to be a huge thing for him. But I think, dude, a lot of the Bears struggles, I think, were on him today, dude. He was bailing out of the pocket pretty early. He got hit a couple times early in the game, and I think that spooked him. He's good on the run, but I think the best Caleb plays is when he's on time in the pocket and uses those extending plays for just like he takes what's there and then uses those get out of the pocket and extending plays to kind of put the cherry on top. But yeah, I don't know. They couldn't really get the running game going with Swift and Kamungai. The Packers defense was swarming. The front seven was swarming. I think this is a loss as much as a win for the Packers, for the Bears.
You need to get different outfits walking into the stadium. I think that's my comment. I'm not going to say what else. I know it's just 2025 is a free for all, but that's all I'll say. So
the NFC North is going to be a fascinating watch in the month of December. There are some fantastic matchups. The Bears see the Packers in 2 weeks again in Chicago next time. The Bears got to play the Broncos. The Packers got to play the Broncos. The Bears got to see the 49ers and the Lions again. Like, there's going to be some great matchups down the stretch,
dude. But just imagine being a Lions fan, dude. You suck as about as bad as a sports franchise could suck, and then you have this 3-year window or 4-year window of, oh my god, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, we got lightning in a bottle, we're biting people's kneecaps, we got Sonic and Tails in the backfield, we've got Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown, we've got freaking Laporta, we've got a horrible defense, but our offense is so nasty, and then in one effing season, in one blink of an eye, in 10 games, they got passed by both the Packers and the Bears. Like, if you put a gun to my head next five years, who would you rather be, the Bears or the Lions?
That's a tough one for me, man. I'm not ready to give up on the Lions like that yet.
What's your plan at quarterback if you're the Lions? What's your plan on defense if you're the Lions?
I mean, well, let's back this up. How old is Goff? I mean, Goff's what? So in his late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah, I mean, you got Goff for at least the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, dude, he's not like he's freaking 38 like Stafford. Come on, sure. What are we doing here? That guy still has plenty in the tank.
He's going to be 32. He's going to be 32 when next year kicks off. But I guess my point there is like, I don't think the Lions is currently constituted. I don't think they're like, I think you need a better quarterback than Jared Goff to win a Super Bowl with that
team. Well, I mean, also too, you got to
realize with the defense.
Yeah, but also you got to realize too is that like, dude, Campbell's a moron because he's starting to do the calls, and now you can tell too, like that's it. They need to go out and get a true offensive coordinator. If I'm the Ford family, write some donations, buddy. Mm-hmm. You need a freaking offensive coordinator. Go out and get someone because Ben Johnson was the reason why. So I guess I get what you're saying with that, sure. Like if they don't get an offensive coordinator, they are going to be. It's going to be scary for them because the way that the Bears and the Packers, I think, will be there now.
Well, dude, look how they won on Thursday night. They won 44-30. You know what I mean? If they're not scoring 40 points, you know what I mean? They're still giving up 30. To win by two scores, you got to score 40 points. Like, I don't know. This, as currently constituted, I would rather be the Bears. You got a young head coach and quarterback that I just think the ceiling of the Bears right now is higher than the ceiling of the Lions, because I think we've already seen the ceiling of the Lions, which is winning a playoff game and getting absolutely busted in the second game.
Like looking at the way that the rest of the season is going to play out, like the Packers probably are going to win that division based on the tiebreakers alone right now, But all three of those teams either see each other or are playing like top teams. They don't have an easy schedule to finish out the season. Like the Lions got to play the Rams next week. So like there's just going to be a lot of movement. It's going to be a fascinating watch.
And I think though too, like the reason why I would take, I think the Lions more so than the Bears, obviously they'll probably make the playoffs this year. I'm just saying like when the game comes down the line, like the Lions were so damn close to going to Super Bowl a couple years ago. They're usually always in the playoffs. And if God forbid you get a game at Ford Field, good luck to you. And because that place is going to be loud. I know Green Bay is the same way, and I guess with Chicago, I think Chicago's a bunch of fake fans anyways. I don't know. I'm not sold on them like you are. Yeah, I like Ben Johnson, I do, but I don't know. There's something about that team. It's just they always find a way, like, what is it, 5, 6, 7 years ago, don't move on to the playoffs. Like, I don't know. There's just something about the Bears as an organization. I mean, obviously they beat us in the Super Bowl back in 85 or whatever, but I mean, still, it's just like – I think it's really going to be between those Packers and Lions in that division for years to come. I just don't see the Bears there yet. But I could be wrong. Who knows? I mean, their defense is kind of clicking. Ben Johnson definitely is their guy. The guy likes to take a shirt off. Reminds me of his
Poles quarterback. Looks like he knows what he's doing, too.
Whatever.
Joe got roasted for making a comment about him last week about him not being fit.
He's in better shape than all three of us combined, Joe. So let's...
What platform did I get roasted on?
I think it was TikTok. Who the hell
TikTok
is this guy?
This fucking 6-year-old kid's telling me that I can't call somebody fat. Get the hell out of here, dude. You do.
Well, he actually, dude. The dude is actually like in pretty damn good shape.
I'll kick the shit out. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you wouldn't.
I got
a bone to pick with the NFL though. I wanted one more fucking talking point for Joe here. I want a full-blown investigation into anybody who has anything to do with an outcome of a football game. If it's – I want from 8U Pop Warner all the way up to the fucking Broncos and Raiders game. I want everyone involved vetted. Everyone, dude. The Raiders are in hurry-up, down 10, to kick a field goal to cover the spread. They're in the hurry-up, down 10 – to kick a field goal to cover the spread. What are we, dude? They had the kid from Buffalo running out of bounds, dude. You've got major investigations into all four, well, three out of the four. I don't know about hockey, but three out of the four major sports in the United States. It is a fucking cesspool. As somebody who gambles all the time, somebody who's been gambling since my fucking teen years, I totally understand the risks. I totally understand the obligation you have as a gambler to uphold the integrity of the game. But I just think that there are way too many variables right now. And then when you could do this shit like this, like go hurry up, when you're eliminated from the playoffs, down 10 versus divisional opponent, and you're going hurry up to kick a field goal to cover the spread. Like, it's out in the open now. We're just watching it on TV.
Was there any chance that field goal went through before like time expired, or was it like with like 1 second left? I didn't watch the game.
No,
as long as the snap is before the 1 second. Yeah.
What I'm asking is was there a chance that they were going to have to kick the ball off after the field goal?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No,
probably not.
Yeah.
But so there's like 1 second left when they kicked it.
I think
Did you watch the game though? They're on their own 40-yard. They're on their own 40-yard line. Spiking the ball and going no huddle.
Why the hell are you watching the Broncos and freaking Raiders game when you had the Packers and Bears?
It's just the game that rolled over from CBS.
Oh, okay. Why not? Where was the game played?
Why not? You have guys who are making millions of dollars playing for contracts next year. You're playing. You have 30 seconds left in the game. Just take a knee to make sure nobody gets hurt. You're telling me
that you want to hurry up
down 10 with 40 seconds left isn't smelly at all?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but like, what's the object of playing the game? You go out there to try to win, and what they needed to do was drive the ball.
So when you kick a field goal, you win the game?
No,
you've already lost the game.
All right, hold on. If they're driving you just made a comment about them at the 40-yard line, spiking the ball, going hurry up with 40 seconds left trying to go.
Their own 40-yard line.
I understand their own 40-yard line. Okay. Why wouldn't they try to score? Now, I get the point about the last second field goal in this. Like, the last second field goal made no sense. Unless there was an opportunity for the Raiders to have to kick off in some capacity and maybe something weird happens on a kickoff, okay. But if there was time expired, I get your point. But to bash them for trying to go hurry up to try to score points when they're down 10 to a divisional opponent, when they have literally nothing to play for, like, I don't see any problem with that. You can say it's smelly, but like, I got no problem with a team fighting it out to the end. The point about the field goal, though, if there was literally no time left to even have an opportunity at a kickoff for something weird to happen, then I see your point.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he's getting at, Berg. That's exactly what it was. Like, they literally didn't have, like, even if they were, like, there was nothing to kick off. And also, so I'm going to say right now,
5 seconds left. The time ran out as the field goal went through.
And the game was in Vegas, so let's just end this conversation because, of course, it's in fucking Vegas. So I don't know why this is even a discussion, because anything that happens in Vegas, you boys know, stays in Vegas. They don't care. They want to get rich. Blah blah blah. It's a
whistle to whistle, whistle to whistle. I got no problem with a team fighting when they're down by nothing. There, I got no problem with that.
Relax, Fido. The dude's got the dog in him over there. All right. Anyways, Hammer, it was great having you on, man. I'm glad we got to sneak you in here one of these weeks before the season ended.
Yeah, man, it was a blast as always. Fiery share, and Berg, obviously, it was good to formally meet you online. It was a good time for sure. Don't talk about Sher and his little gambling loss about the Broncos again. He might try to fight you and fly to New Hampshire tomorrow. So
I didn't even bet on the Broncos game. It was just stinky, dude. I got
I hear you. No, dude, this is great though, man. Yeah, whenever you guys need me, let me know. Hopefully, tell Manish what's up. Miss that absolute legend, and yeah, it's been fun. It's a good time.
Hell yeah, bro. Well, Bears, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Just how much I hate Joe Burrow and the Bengals today. That's all.
All right, we'll catch you on Thursday, everyone. Goodbye.